Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, the Snow Network. We are Baltimore Positive into a positively festivist kind of glorious week here where we're all going to sit at home and make sure that we have enough bread, milk, and toilet paper to get us through till the next snowstorm happens later on this week. We were going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour up in Bel Air. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery at Libs Grill. I think we're going to postpone that for all sorts of reasons and roads and stuff like that. So we'll be getting back to that. But big thanks to everybody to start the new year. Traffic's up. Everybody's home. Luke and I are talking football. We're talking baseball. Charlie Morton, 41 years old. We got the tech service rock and all these good things are happening. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are coming finally here for a playoff game on Saturday night. This guy will be out in the cold. I hope for his glasses. He has the little window wipers that they used to have in the TV commercials for the glasses because it might be a little snowy out there this weekend. Playoffs, and we have a home game. Leonard Raskin, I talked to you before you came on the air. You sounded a little hoarse. I don't know. Saturday, Browns wearing you out, new year. What's going
Saturday
on,
was good
man?
screaming. Saturday was a good screaming evening. It was cold. It was cold. And I bought these new for myself for the holidays. Heated gloves. Have you seen these things?
I have seen these. They have a
Okay.
little packing
Battery
pouch you throw
pack.
on. Yep. I've
Little
seen these.
battery pack. You put the battery in the little thing. They come up, like ski gloves up to right about here on the
Turn it on.
wrist. And you click it on. And they're supposed to keep you warm for hours and hours and
And,
hours.
and, and.
The ones I got didn't work for hours and hours and hours. And here's the thing, it's really bizarre. So I thought they
We
would be
put a man on the
warm.
moon, Leonard. We can make a
Right,
phone have
right,
access to all
right.
the information in the
Here we
history of the
go.
world, you
Well,
know?
they're being sent back. Here's the deal. And I don't know the brand, so I'm not going to hit them on the radio. But here's the deal. I turned them on and I was expecting them to be warm. They were not warm. But my fingers were not cold, which meant it must be working, right? They must be working. So I didn't
Well,
feel
is
them.
this sort of like when you put the bird in the pot of water, or it'll just
I
cook,
don't know, man.
right?
All
Just
I
because
know
of the
is,
weather, you don't feel it.
all I know is I didn't feel warm, but they weren't cold. So I felt like it
Feelings
must
are
be
weird, dude.
working.
Run your hands under hot water and then cold
Right.
water. It's
It's the
true.
same thing. So then, halftime, third quarter, we're good. And then my fingers start getting cold. And so I go into the concourse because I got to
My
use
dad would
the
always
little
say Memorial
boys'
Stadium,
room.
once your feet get cold or your hands
It's
get
it.
cold, you're
That's
done.
it. It's over.
And
So
you
I go
gotta
in.
have something on your head because your
Yeah,
head
I had
lets
to, had
all
the
the heat
hood.
escape,
Had the
you know?
hood. Had the hood.
This is where you
For
lose
me,
all the heat. I'd
it's the
wrap up like
ears.
Ralphie. Dude, you
If
do know
my
I
ears
sat
are
out in the
hurting,
cold at a lot of football games,
I
right?
get
Like
it. I get
a
it. My
million
ears.
games, and
My ears are
I'm
cold.
done.
I'm no
I'm
good.
50.
So
I've
I
been
had the
thrown out.
hood.
I was told I'm not
That's
welcome.
it.
So I
I
tell you
had
what,
the
like
hood going. I was
games
good.
like this and days like this, I fought with the senior vice president of the team about wanting to sit in the cold, and he was a
Right.
jerk. So,
Right.
like, to me, like the notion that anybody sits out there to see the Browns as a 20-point
Crazy.
underdog, like
Crazy.
it is a little on the edgy side of what else I would ever. It's snowing out here as I'm doing this, like sled riding
Yeah,
out with the grandkids, the dog walk,
sure.
whatever.
Things to
But
do.
like going out there just to sit out there, to be out there, to camp out for concert tickets, I wouldn't do that again in my
Yeah, well,
life. You know what
that's
I
because
mean?
we're not 20, we're 60,
Well,
50. It's a different game.
but the difference is that the 20-year-olds don't want to do it because that's why there's so many
Well,
empty seats and this and that.
there's a lot
Now
of people there. There were a lot of people
this
there.
week, however, home field advantage, Steelers, snow's in the
Yes.
forecast Saturday. You know
Yes,
that?
yes. And it should be a beautiful night to go watch the game. And I've been to three playoff games in Pittsburgh. One win, two losses, and I will be thrilled for them to come here and watch them lose. That is going to be wonderful. If they play as well as they did against the Bengals, we should have no problem destroying their current situation. They're playing really bad football, really bad football, and it's fun to watch. So I hope we play really good football, not like we did against the Browns, because we did not play good football. And if we don't play good football, we could find ourselves one and done to a team that is not very good. Not very good. But in the meantime, they look terrible. We look sloppy, bad, ugly. I listen to the post
They've
game.
looked like that a lot this year. And,
They
I'm going to do
did.
this with Luke,
I
and I'm
listened
going
to
to
the
be
post
writing
game
about it
with
this week as
Lamar.
well. Yeah.
Lamar was saying on the post game, this wasn't a good game. We won, but this wasn't a good game. We didn't play well. I didn't play well. We didn't play well. It was a bad game. It was ugly. He'd have had a great passer rating if some guys would have caught some more passes, if he'd have thrown some better passes. Thank goodness they were playing Cleveland. But yeah, it was an ugly game. Bad penalties, bad clock management. You're at home, false start, delay a game twice in critical scenarios. Again, you're watching on TV. I don't know what they were talking about, but fourth and whatever, you kick a field goal, you take the points, you beat Cleveland, you go on about your business. No, we're going to go for it on fourth and four. What are we, the Detroit Lions all of a sudden? We're going for it every time. I don't get it. Especially when there's easy points and then a delay a game and just ugly, sloppy, but a win. So you take the division, you go on about your business. I wanted to see Harbaugh Bowl 4, but I guess we'll see Tomlin Harbaugh Bowl, I don't know, 100 or whatever it is, however many times they've met. So should be a good Saturday night. Should win the game. Should move on. And the only hope we have, or the best hope we have, let's face it, maybe, the Denver Broncos go into Buffalo and beat the Allens.
Yeah, I'm not thinking that
The only
way.
thing,
I'm
the only
thinking
good
like
thing is cold weather. They can deal with the cold weather. That's the only thing they got
you
going.
mentioned the sloppiness against
The
the
Bo
Browns.
Nix, the
They
Bo
lost to the
Nix.
Browns, right? I mean, in the previous
Yes,
engagement, they
yes,
were a 20-point favorite. They played with their food through halftime,
yes.
to some degree. And part of that is the familiarity. Part of that is Myles Garrett making money and being a leader. And I saw a lot of great professionalism around the National Football League this week. Even if it was Aaron Rodgers at the end,
Not Kansas
trying
City.
hard, teams trying to make money. Well, okay, fair enough. I mean, they had nothing to play for, and
It's
they're
their
trying to.
call. It's their call.
It is their call, and just
Right.
like New England had that call for years, and now they're firing their coach on before the
Right.
afternoon's over with. You know what I
It's
mean?
that was crazy. That was
Yeah, I
crazy.
mean, fire him
There
Monday
must be
morning for
something.
crying out loud,
There
but
must have been something else. There's clearly something else there because
yeah, it feels like that.
he
That's
won
like.
the game and they were just that was just
Dragged him,
bizarre.
to do that on a Sunday
Yeah.
afternoon. But,
Yeah.
or maybe you prefer to do it because it goes away, but it doesn't go away in Boston. I'll just say this for me, the level of expectation, and Luke and I have done hours on this already with the
Yeah,
snow this week. And
high.
I hope everybody goes and listens to all of it because I had a lot to say about Lamar's greatness,
Yep.
about Derrick Henry's addition and what the
Unreal.
expectations are, and
Unreal.
how if he's not on the bus on Saturday night, you feel differently about this football team. Think about that
Sure.
for next year, even if it doesn't go well Saturday, like what it would look like without Derrick Henry or without that element to what's going on.
Is he on a
We got.
1 year deal?
Yeah, we have the Zay
Okay.
Flowers. Well, much like all the Orioles pitching that are all there. We have the Zay Flowers
Knee,
situation
yep.
with the knee. So, and you also have this thing that is real, and it's not the decal on one side of their helmet, and I can't explain why the hell there's not one on the other side.
Yeah.
It's not Mike Tomlin or tripping Jacoby Jones or Ray
Right.
Lewis breathing over top of, a fallen Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben,
It's none of
yep.
that. It, to me, it's the familiarity
Yep.
of their preparation all year long in circumstances, even in skull in A April and May and running around 7-on-7, that they're preparing for Lamar, for Joe
Yep.
Burrow, for Joe Burrow, for Lamar, for Joe Burrow, for this offense. That's what they're thinking about. Probably not thinking as much about Mahomes, quite frankly, probably in their preparation.
Right,
And then they
right.
see them all. It's quarter of the schedule. A quarter of their schedule,
Yep,
16,
yep.
17 games, is Joe Burrow and Lamar. So they, and this really speaks to why, and I spoke about this with Luke in the snow. If they scale the mountain, if they win this week, go to Buffalo, go to Kansas City, and they are that team. If they're on that ride, it's
Yep.
going to be because the defense is picking the ball off. Humphrey's playing great. They're getting after the quarterback. They're creating turnovers. Lamar's slinging it. Lamar's running it. Derek's running it. Everything's perfect. Mark Andrews got two touches.
Three penalties, not 10.
Tucker's making his kicks. Everything's perfect, right? Like
Yep.
that can happen. That can
Absolutely.
happen. They're good enough.
Yep, they
They're
are.
probably pound for pound to be the best team, right?
Absolutely.
They've been
Absolutely.
so sloppy. All the things you just mentioned, sloppy. But then there is this familiarity that the way they they would be a 13-point favorite in the Super Bowl if some team like the Buccaneers happens to get there. You know what I mean? Like, and if it's the Lions, I still think they'll be a touchdown favorite, maybe an 8-point favorite. If the Ravens get there, if the Ravens are the Ravens, if they scale that mountain and they win these games, they even if they're sloppy as hell doing it and they win in the snow, they are perceived as being on their best day.
The
Really,
best.
really good. The best, right? On their best day. They haven't been on their best a lot. And the Steelers are one of the things that makes them not their best. And the Browns are one of the things that makes them not their best. And great players like TJ Watt, Fitzpatrick, the Highsmith, I'd say, those are the guys that make it difficult. Really good players make these fights happen. I don't like the snow. I don't like the ground game. I don't love anything about the Steelers. I mean, but Patrick Queen, preparation, defensive, kicking the ball around a little bit, the things that could turn a game, missing kicks, taking the kicking game out of it a little bit. They have a better kicker than we
Yeah,
have, right?
well,
So there's some things
you gotta
about
play up
this.
to the level, and
There's a,
that's what you
there's
gotta
things
do.
about this that don't feel like a 9.5 point. Oh, we're just, oh, the
Is that what
Steelers
it is?
stink. 9.5 to
Yeah,
make it
that's a little
last.
heavy. I'd go three.
Whoa.
Maybe five. Maybe five. 9.5. Look, what they're looking at, last four games, the Steelers have been pathetic. Their offense is lethargic. Their defense is not great.
And you
They
throw
haven't
all
been
that
playing
out the
well.
window in a Steelers Ravens game to me,
At the
where the
playoffs.
Steelers have already won one of them,
That's
right?
right.
Like,
At the playoffs, you just say no, that's ridiculous.
and you take Zay Flowers out of it, you take the passing game out of it a bit because of the weather conditions. You add the running game into it, and what Pittsburgh's going to be able to slobber knock, man up, Cam Hayward playing with his career on the line. He ain't won nothing. None of these
Nope.
guys have won nothing.
Nope.
Tomlin,
Nope.
that's it. None of
Been a
these
long
guys have
time.
won it.
Been a
So
long time.
I look, they're gonna be
That
playing
town is
Renegade.
hungry.
Renegade ain't getting played Saturday night down here, and I don't know how many of their fans are gonna make it in. None of their fans believe they can win. So
Nope.
I mean, it is a dangerous game for this
Yep. Yep.
franchise. And Luke and I,
You just got to go win.
I'm gonna
You
play
just
this the
got to
other way
go
for
win.
you. If somehow they lose Saturday and you wake up Sunday morning.
Oh, that's painful. That's painful. Well, here's the deal. Friday night at 8 o'clock, I think it's 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever, is the Buckeyes playing a Texas home game.
Oh, you're gonna go to college, are you? Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Let's
The
talk to me.
Buckeyes are playing the Longhorns in Texas, in Dallas, at the Cotton Bowl.
I thought of you the other day, and I thought, man, it was a beautiful
They've
day at
won
the
their
Rose
first
Bowl.
two games.
It was
Oh, that was
72
beautiful.
degrees. I mean, like
And they destroyed Oregon,
I
destroyed them. They are the favorite to win the whole thing.
my wife and I are
And
watching that. You know, I don't have a lot of
what a
bucket lists. You handle
beautiful,
my money, right?
no,
Like,
beautiful
so
game.
if you were to say to
Beautiful
me
game.
today, hey, Ness, we've given you a $1 million bonus on your money. Go do
Yeah.
something nice for yourself. Go do
Have you
something.
not been to the Rose Bowl?
I went to the Rose Bowl the day that
Okay.
Ryan Leaf played
There you go.
Brian Greasy,
Ryan Leaf. Whew.
1999.
There you go.
I was with my girlfriend. Hi, Robin. Robin
Yep.
and I were out in L.A. on a bender, and it was. This is before ticket, like
Right.
online or whatever.
Sure.
There were, I'm not kidding you, 20,000
Yeah.
Michigan fans who
Right.
couldn't get in.
Right.
There were Washington State fans. They never had been there. There were Washington State fans there everywhere
Yep.
trying to get in. It was about a $400 or $500 ticket. I had a guy offer to sneak me and her in, legitimately
Right.
sneak us in for a
Sure.
couple $100. And
Do it.
I wasn't as interested. I wasn't 500 deep. I wasn't into the game. You know
Right,
what I
I
mean?
hear you.
This is
I hear you.
1999. I had a pretty girlfriend. That night, we had tickets at the Forum to see Shaquille O'Neal and Dominique Wilkins play
Oh, jeez.
basketball. It was New Year's night.
Right,
We
right.
went to the Forum instead. But we went out to the Rose Bowl. We parked the car. We walked around. We did everything but go into the game. So I have pictures, all of that. It looks like I went to the game, but
Right.
I did not go to the game. I said to Jen, we're watching the game, and you guys are, was it 28 nothing, 35,
It's
whatever it
killing them.
was. It was killing
Killing
them,
them.
right? Killing them. And I have friends that are Oregon fans, my buddy Rich Johnson and whatnot. I was thinking of my buddy Pat Johnson, Patrick Johnson, who played for the Ducks. So Haloti Ngata. So I'm watching
Yeah.
it, and I'm like, man, I want to go to a Rose Bowl. I want to go inside. You know, Gina Shock and the Go-Go's are playing outside of there. It's called the Cruel World Festival. Big, big music festival. It's
Okay.
at the Rose Bowl, but I think they have it like in the outside in the park. But either
Huh.
way, I want to go to the Rose Bowl. So like, put that down as my money guy.
That's
Put
it.
that right next to the Hollywood Bowl and the Rose Bowl.
January 1st. It's
My
always one
wife
of Rose Bowl
really,
day.
I've been married 22 years now, and that's the one thing for her that like she loves parades.
There you go.
That's a
It's a
message to
beautiful
Lamar.
parade.
It's also a message to Mr.
It's
Rubenstein.
a beautiful
She
parade.
loves
How about
parades.
Mr. There's there we go. Let's go, Mr.
But
Rubenstein.
she
Boy, we're
likes that
changing.
Thanksgiving parade, the
The
Macy's
Macy's?
Thanksgiving.
Oh no, that's
It's
dreadful.
cold. It's wet. It's like,
No,
and
Rose Bowl.
I
Sunny,
say every year,
70.
I'm like, Jen, you want to do a parade?
Let's go to the Rose
That's a
Bowl.
parade. You know,
That's a parade.
that's nice
Big
outside, you
bands, the
know.
school marching band. It used to be the Big Ten against the Pac-12,
You
and
can
it
go
was
sit in the
again.
neighborhood in front of $3 million houses and
That's
pass a
right.
canine.
That's
Come
how you
on.
do it. Let's go.
That's a
That's what it's
parade.
about. Well, this year the Buckeyes dismantled the Ducks. And then Friday night, they have to play Texas at the Cotton Bowl.
That's almost
And
unfair, right?
right, but they've got the talent, they've got the team to do it for sure. And everybody thought that if they won that game, the championship would be against Georgia as a home game. Georgia lost to Notre Dame. So if they beat Texas, it'll either be Notre Dame or Penn State in Georgia. And that would be magnificent. I would love to see them play Penn State. They beat them in the regular season and it'd be an all Big Ten final. I think they could beat Notre Dame. I'm not real worried. They got to get by Texas at home. So we've got Friday night, Ohio State. We got Saturday, the Ravens. And if it's a good weekend on
Sunday, you can root
Sunday,
against the Eagles and the Commanders if you want.
it could be a great day, a double win on the weekend. And I don't know when the Caps play. I'm not really sure, but
You know,
they're
you
playing
jogged
great.
my memory. You just said something. I want a story to tell because it's Christmas and I've been looking through pictures. It's the New Year's, I should say now, but I've
Yeah.
been looking through stuff and going through old stuff. And I did the documentary last year, so I'm not really looking for like documentary type of stuff or even to tell old stories. But lately, it's been like my old belt buckles and ticket stubs and games I went to. Like somebody was asking me about my Eagles a couple of weeks ago. Somebody asked me about my Eagles season tickets back in the 80s. And
Yeah.
I saw Rex Ryan just, you know, interviewed for the Jets job and
What
my
the heck is
relationship with
that?
Buddy, you know.
What is that?
Well, when the owner's a kook, anything's possible.
Right, right.
So I would just say this. You said, you know, Ohio State's playing in the Cotton Bowl. And I'm thinking, they don't play the Cotton Bowl in the Cotton Bowl anymore, right? I mean, the Cotton Bowl's played in Jerry's World, right?
Jerry's World.
Did you ever go to the old Cotton
I
Bowl?
did not. I did not.
I went to the Cotton Bowl one time in my life. I was never there for the game now, okay? I was there. I saw Mick Jagger and Keith
Oh,
Richards play.
jeez.
I saw the Stones play there, and I saw
At the
Bryan
Cotton Bowl.
Adams open. Bryan
Okay.
Adams opened for the Stones.
That's a
It was
mix.
in 1994, and it was on a night. Like, do you remember the Cotton Bowl? It's big. It's a bowl, big Y,
Sure.
what, all white and gray seats, kind of like in all. It was very much like JFK Stadium up in Philly,
Yeah.
where I saw Live Aid, I saw Foreigner and the Kinks, a couple shows there. It was just like those, just the bench seating, you know, no backs, you know, like the old Lambeau Field was that way. So it's old bowl at the Cotton Bowl, and I went out there that night. I had a Dallas girlfriend. And Arlington girlfriend, and we went to see the show. It poured sideways,
Oh,
like it
jeez.
rained so hard all night long. Bryan Adams did a facer. Bryan Adams tripped and went
Oh, my
sliding
God.
on the stage. I was worried about Mick and Keith. Keith was old then. Keith was 70 then.
Right.
You know,
Right.
it was the 90s. You know what I mean? So, but I went to the Cotton Bowl once, and I think to myself, all these bowl games, they don't mean anything anymore. You know
Well,
what I
they
mean?
just use
It's
the
just
bowl games because
as
they
a
have the
place, as a
structure.
place setting.
So
Yeah.
that's the way they've done this playoff deal was the first round games, the home team got a home game, which was magnificent on campus. And then the second round, they used four of the bowls. Now the semifinals is two of the bowls. And then the final is, I don't know, it's just Georgia at the
A
Mercedes-Benz
kid of the 70s, so you know,
thing.
Maryland would go to the Blue Bonnet Bowl and you
Right.
know, the Sun Bowl, and
Toilet bowl.
Tidy
Did you see the
Bowl, Pool Man Weed Eater Bowl, the Cherry Bowl. I'm
did you
giving them
see the
all to you.
mayo?
The
Did you see
Potato
the
Bowl? Remember
mayo
Potato Bowl?
bowl? They still have it.
Right?
Did you see the mayo bowl?
We were watching, was it a Cheez-It Bowl?
Yep. Minnesota. Well, the Cheez-It Bowl, if you watch the Cheez-It Bowl at
Oh,
halftime.
Jesus, I can't believe I can't take this seriously.
Dude,
Spy will take phone calls.
a couple from Maryland won a contest and got married on a Cheez-It float at halftime of the Cheez-It Bowl.
Where's the Cheez-It Bowl?
I don't know. It was cheesy, wherever it
Well,
was. I don't
wherever it
know.
is, if it's sunny, it's good,
Yeah,
right?
it
You
was
know what I
sunny.
mean? Like
It
we've
was
been through
sunny.
this with the
Well, they had
the thing, but
Minnesota. I don't remember who Minnesota played, but the winning coach got doused in a Gatorade bucket of mayonnaise at the
no. It was
Mayo Bowl.
Duke's Mayo, right? Duke's
Yeah,
Bowl.
Duke's Mayo Bowl. That was disgusting. Anyway, I think they should do that for the losing coach.
Listen, I was so into college football in 1985
Oh,
that my buddies and
terrible.
I almost
Terrible.
got in the car and drove to Detroit to go to Pontiac for the Cherry Bowl, which Maryland's still looking to get paid. It was 1985,
Oh,
because they never got paid. The bowl like went bankrupt. I'll just say
jeez.
this: the Orange Bowl. You said the Orange Bowl as well.
That's this week, I think.
I actually, I'm a nerd about stadiums and stuff, which clearly,
Yeah,
you've been through my
yeah.
ticket stub collection, and we talked
Right.
Capital Center and all of that. At the end of its life, I went to the Orange Bowl, the second to last game ever played there. I think they played Georgia Tech, and it was early video. So 2006, 7, 8, in that era,
Yep,
had a
yep.
handheld camera video. It's up on YouTube. You can go watch it. But closing out those bowls to me and all of that, and those stadia and all those old
Yeah.
stadia, now they just moved the games. And listen, I was a guy for years that thought there should have been a college football championship.
Well, here
Clearly,
it
you're
is.
eating it up like Duke's Mayo
Right,
or
here
like
it
Cheez-Its
is.
or whatever. And here it is. I'm not against it. I mean, and look,
12 teams.
all the ranked teams, got their ass kicked last weekend.
A lot of
So
them did.
good. So good.
Right, right.
This is okay. And now they're all getting
Right.
paid, and they're all
That's right.
NIL, and it's
And
all of
now there's
that.
a lot more parity because they're getting paid, so the best schools don't get all the best players because other schools have money
I mean, who are these
and they're
teams again
willing to
this weekend?
spend it.
Let me see. Ohio
We
State,
got Ohio State,
Texas,
Texas,
Notre
and
Dame.
we got Notre Dame, Penn State.
Yeah, no money there. There's no dude. It could be 1978
Yeah.
all over again,
They're
couldn't it?
paying they've been paying
Could
them
it be
forever.
19? It could be
They've been
Woody
paying them
Hayes.
forever.
It could
Right.
be Woody
They've been
Hayes right
paying them
this week.
forever.
It could be Lou
Joe
Holtz,
Paterno.
Joe Paterno, Joe totally Joe Pa. Right? It could be those,
Right.
right?
I don't know who was at Texas, but
But
whatever it
back in the
is.
day, what we'd have is the old boy network would have BYU playing Penn State in the Holiday Bowl, and then
That's
we'd
it.
have Ohio State playing some
UCLA or
Washington State, some
USC.
three beaten team in the Pac-10,
Right,
right?
at
They
the
got
Rose
lucky,
Bowl.
right? And the best team was probably Michigan, who lost to Ohio State after going 11-0 and lost in that game that they should never lose to. Like, it's nuts. So that went on for all of my lifetime. Now we've got this, and Dr.
Now we
Pepper's
got a
unelected,
playoff.
and Chick-fil-A and whatever. God
Paying a
bless
lot
them.
of
God
money.
bless them. The
Paying
kids
a
are
lot
making
of money.
money.
That's
It's
right.
good. So it
That's
gives me something
right.
to do on Friday night before Saturday
There
night.
you go. There you go. So Friday night, Saturday night
This is the
playoffs.
time I'm happy I don't bet on it, because they
I don't, oh my God.
would be such.
I was talking to a guy last week
I'm
who's
already addicted to it. I don't need to bet on it.
a fantasy football guy. I
Yeah.
was like, oh my God, I would never, I couldn't. It would just take my whole life. Or gambling. I thank God I'm
Can
not a gambler. I
I? I'm going
never
to
have
ask
had
you a
that.
really important question here, because you're talking about money
Oh.
and you manage money. Leonard Raskin is here, Raskin Global. He's my money Kemosabe. You can find him at Baltimore Pos. You can find him at raskinglobal.com. That's Raskin. I'm wearing orange underneath. I don't know if you saw this. My
Yeah,
career
the
shirt, but it's
O's, the
orange.
O's, yeah.
Luke and I did an hour on baseball and where all that
We
is
got
and
a
whatever.
41-year-old.
You're spending, I don't want to be a jerk, but you're spending a lot of money going to the game Saturday night, whatever the club level, four or
I
five,
don't
whatever
know.
the playoff is,
Yeah,
you're spending
it's
money.
part of the package.
Are you
Huh.
spending more money on Saturday night on the Ravens than you have committed to the Orioles this year as a fan?
This past year?
Or this coming year?
Oh, committed so far, of course. Yeah, no
You're
doubt.
giving the Orioles nothing yet.
Well, I haven't, I don't have any season tickets or anything like that.
Why
I
not?
have no membership.
And
I have no.
I just want to ask you
Still
why haven't
very
you given them a
easy.
grand or two and
It's
doing
very
something?
easy to get a ticket to go to any game except maybe opening day, and
You're
that's
also
it.
a guy that's not discount motivated, right? Like, you're not looking to get 20% off your soda, or are you?
Not worried about that. I mean,
I've
they have
known you a
these new
long time.
packages.
You're not
No,
that guy,
they have
but
these new
they,
packages where you
well,
can
yeah.
deposit X amount of dollars and go to whatever games you may want to go to and sit, use the money to
From a
buy the
listen,
tickets.
I this is serious. I've never talked to you about this. We've been doing radio together for
Yeah, go
years.
ahead.
My kid, he and I have fun with words, right? I call him a
Yeah.
cheapskate. He's like, I'm not a cheapskate. I'm just frugally respond. Like my kid's what you wished
There
I
you go.
were all my life,
Yeah,
right? Like I would have been a
sure.
bigger jerk to all my employees that they call me and all the stuff. Like I could have done a lot of things with my life unselfishly that would have led to me having a lot more money than I currently have that you
Sure.
manage, correct? I mean, I've been an incredibly crazy, generous, believing in other, like all sorts of things. My kid, however, has lived this really normal life. He read Rich Dad, Poor Dad and
Yeah,
realized he
great
grew up
book.
rich, even though I'm
Yep.
poor and all that stuff.
Yep.
So he lives in my parents' house for 51 years, 1951, all of that. My kid is notorious, and I'm going to tell you this right now. He hurt himself last week, got cut his finger. He's going to be okay. And as a guy with a missing finger, freak me out. And you're a parent, right? He is going away on a cruise soon, adult cruise. Got it for like, he bragged about how little, $82 per
There
person
you
per
go.
day.
Well,
He's
good
not a
deal.
drinker. He's going to Jimmy Buffett. He's going to all St. Everywhere, Saint
Yeah,
somewhere. He's going to
sure.
Five Islands with his
Sure.
wife, like all of that on the total cheapskate, down low, rewards, points,
Yeah,
this,
do it.
that.
Do it. Do it.
I want to build my company in a different way that creates value for those kinds of people. Now, to your point, I am sponsored by Royal Farms, right? I can hold up for you right now on my Royal Farms app because I looked, because I almost ran out for an 8-piece chicken box on Sunday
There you
night.
go.
Literally,
Saturday
because
night
I have
after the
407
game.
reward points
There you
and I
go.
can get rewards, right? I can do the same thing with Wise. I had spent my Wise reward points on other things. I didn't have enough for ham at Christmas. I didn't even get a ham at Christmas. But I am serial on Southwest, right? Companion
Right.
pass,
Yep.
using money, all of that. I don't know if I would be that way with the Orioles, but they want me to be. They want me to have this on here where,
Yeah, sure.
because a lot of people I know, and not people that are cheapskates. Robbie Leonard was on, who ran for
Yeah, yeah,
Attorney
yeah.
General. He's on the other side of the political spectrum from you. But he's like, hey, man, I get money. I got free beer. I got this. I got that.
Right,
Like,
right.
who doesn't want to take advantage of that? I would say
Yeah.
you're a dude that manages money that doesn't care so much about
No,
that. But
I
there are a
would.
lot of people. It's the reason my kid's on this boat this week
I would
is because
absolutely
he
if I
has
was going to
managed his
go.
points.
No, I would do it if I was going to go to that many games, or if my son was in town and going to go to that many games. If it was a bargain in value and I would use it, I would do it. But he's in Ireland, and I don't see us going to that many unless he's home early in the summer and we go to
How many games did
games.
you go to last year?
Three.
How many did you go to the year before?
Four. I went to four this past year.
And how
None.
many the year before? They won 101
One.
games.
One.
So you've been to five games in the year when they're having prosperity. And out loud, how many games did you go to the Cal Ripken in that era? How many games did
Oh,
the Reds have?
I had season tickets. I had a full season. I went to half the games. Just about half.
All right. So, man, like, I'm not being a jerk to Katie Griggs, and we can extend. Look, it's a Raven week. We
Yeah.
can do this when I get lips
Purple,
real back
purple.
up.
Here we are.
I mean, we could get
Here we are.
together and talk about
Yeah,
this, but
yeah.
I think it's Leonard. It's so important. It's so important for these people to make people like you and me not just talk about it because we're watching it and bitch about it.
Well, have you
I
seen
talked to Luke
anything?
about this. This
Have you
what
seen any
you're on debt
ads or
service, right?
anything?
Correct.
Yeah.
Friday night, they signed a 41-year-old capable pitcher.
Right.
They gave him real money. He's going to be on the
Right. A
mound every
lot of
fifth
money.
day.
A lot of money.
A lot more than they've given any other pitcher around. They gave
A
him
lot
$50
more than they
million,
gave
right?
me.
Right. So they do this Friday night on a snow weekend. The Ravens are playing. They're almost embarrassed by it. It was Leonard. It was true. They spent $15 million on a pitcher, and the fans, the real fans,
Didn't
treated it
know.
like a punchline,
Right.
like it's a joke. They bought a 41, and they've their off-season acquisitions have been a 35-year-old Japanese pitcher that's
Yep.
never thrown a pitch in the big leagues. They
Yep.
gave him $13 million, and they and 15, like Leonard. They are terrible at doing this, at selling it, at getting you, who's given the Orioles or the Ravens a lot of money this week and a lot this
Yep.
year, just
Yep.
getting you enough to be excited enough, not even to save 10 cents on a ticket because it's not who you are, but just getting you
just to get a ticket.
Activated, just getting activated, you know? And I
Yep.
gotta talk about it because I am wearing orange underneath, and it's what they do wrong. It's what they do really poorly.
Yeah, and David Rubenstein, Stein, Steen,
Stein,
David
Stein,
Rubenstein,
Stein.
Stein. He got the Medal of Honor or Freedom or
Yes.
something from Biden.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything about that either. He's the owner of the team. Don't you think they would put out some major local? I mean, I didn't see it on the local news. I didn't see it in the local sports news. I don't know why he got it, but he got it. And I'm thinking, wouldn't you pub that up?
I don't
Don't
know,
know.
man. I just again, we're going to be all ravened up here all
That's
weekend. It's
something to
great, and I'll
me.
get
I
back to
mean,
you
if
with the
I
Henderson
get a
report.
big old presidential award, the world's going to hear about that. You can be sure. And I don't even have a marketing department.
Well, I think he might be afraid of offending Trump. So, you know, there's that too, because he's that guy that's going to play both sides. I've seen the interview, so he's
Yeah,
not going to
but
get in bad stead with anybody
no,
with
but
a.
he didn't pick who put the medal around his neck. He just got the medal.
Well, it's not a real medal, according to Trump, because it came from the other guy. So, I mean, that's
Well, that's
we're
irrelevant.
about to enter into that world. But
That's
to your
irrelevant.
point, being honored by Joe Biden is a disgrace in Trumplandia. It
Yeah,
is.
but who
So,
cares? Who cares? It's an honor of the country
well,
that he
you're a
got,
guy that can
and
vote for Trump and still think straight. There's a lot of people that can't.
yeah, well,
So,
that's their problem.
but it is. So, Rubenstein, for me, what's he doing for Baltimore that he says he's going to do for Baltimore for the
Right.
team? And if it's signing 41-year-old pitchers for $15 million, it's not a bad strategy. Let's
Right.
get behind it and get you and me more motivated.
I
You're going
think
to go out and sit in the cold, freeze your ass off on Saturday night, lose your
that's
voice
right.
again
That's
for the
right.
football
But
team, and you don't owe, you haven't given the Orioles a nickel. That's crazy.
to go out on a nice sunny spring summer
Right.
afternoon and drink a lemonade.
Right.
Shake a lemonade.
All right. I mean, don't get me thinking about Mark now. You got me thinking about Mark. Shaky, shaky lemonade. You know
Yeah,
Mark?
shake a lemonade. Yeah, that's what I'm
Oh,
saying.
man. He was the late, great Mark
He
Rosenberg.
was quite the guy.
He was a good man. Hey, nasty. You want some lemonade? I'll shake it up for you. Oh, man. I
Yes,
love him.
sir.
See,
Yes,
these are the sounds
sir.
of the ballpark. So when you get
That's
out
right.
there, I mean, you and me, we'll hear
Clancy,
from Clancy.
Clancy,
Right.
where's
Right. Of
Clancy?
course. Letter Raskin handles money in the American dream as we enter 2025 and a new presidential administration by the time we get together next week. Hopefully good news, and hopefully on to Buffalo or on to whatever the next step would be in a victorious Saturday night around here. Letter, tell everybody, do a commercial for yourself for me. I
Yes,
don't give you a
sir.
chance to do this. What is Raskin Global, Leonard Raskin?
Raskin Global is a fee-based financial consulting firm. We help people do the right thing with their money so they have the life that they want to have with their money. So it's not about saving it, investing it, just to save it and invest it. It's about what is most important to you in your life that you want to do with your money, whether that's educate your kids, help your parents, leave a legacy. Nobody invests money just to have more money. It's to do something. We want to help you find out what that something is, and then we want to help you have enough money in the right places to do that the way you want for the rest of your life. I had someone recently ask me, "Well, what kind of planning software do you use? You know, how do you do these plans?" And I said, "We help people make the best decisions with their money, about their money, today and every day, so that in the future they've made all those best decisions and they can have the life they want. If it's a business owner, to have time with your family and sell that business someday so you can do all the things you want. Everybody else, it's to have the money to do the things you want with your kids, your spouse, your family, your friends, your charity, whatever it is. Our goal is to help you have the life you want and show you how to use your money properly to get there and to have all the things you want. If that's to go to the Ravens, great. If it's to go to the Orioles, great. If it's to go to the museum, great. If it's to travel the world, fantastic. If it's to sit at home and stroke checks to charity, great. Whatever it is you want to do, we want to help you make the best decisions possible to do it. And the sad thing is, most people either handle their own money and think they know how to do it because they earn it, and you wouldn't do brain surgery or heart surgery on yourself. You shouldn't handle your money by yourself. And or They make mistakes by having the people that work for the financial institutions tell them what to do with their money. And they get paid by institutions who have an agenda, just like every other big business, and it's to make money for the institution, not to make money for their customers. Sadly, that's the case. They won't admit it. People don't understand it, and they make bad decisions, and people end up without the kind of wealth they could have because they don't know the rules of the road. You wouldn't go in and play Monopoly without knowing the rules. You can't run a football team or a baseball team without knowing the rules. We make sure people understand the rules of the road of money, and as a result, help people have their American dream, and we've succeeded at it for over, going on now 38 years this week, 38 years of doing this for people around the country.
Well, you can go out to RaskinGlobal.com and learn all about empowering people to choose their financial future. Leonard's also written a book called Fiduci Who? What a Real Fiduciary Will Tell You About How to Protect, Grow, Enjoy, and Transfer Your Wealth. Leonard P. Raskin is our guest, our defending champion. He's out on the front of BaltimorePositive.com. We got a big week around here. Ravens, Steelers, first up. Then Buffalo, then Kansas City, then we get to go eat oysters in the Bourbon Street and do all that. Have a great new year. Be careful shoveling the snow. Shovel with the legs, not with the back.
There you
Otherwise,
go.
Otherwise, you'll be with my friends over at Elliott Chiropractic Life. I am Nestor. We are WNSD. AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.